Good afternoon. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to worship you and praise you and thank you that you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. Lord, I want to thank you for all the wonderful things you do, and I want you to bless this program today as it goes forth, and that everybody hears this and hears this wonderful testimony, our testimonies that we're going to talk about today. May you be glorified in all that we do. And we give you praise and glory and honor, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now today I got a guest with me today. This is a precious young lady that I met a few months ago. And this lady came into my life in the area of a business deal. And she works for a company that we do business with here in our business. And I had the privilege to meet this young lady. I found out that she was a lady that loved Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And since that time, she and I have had a few discussions. I've given her a few of my audio tapes and so forth, and she has listened to those. And as she has listened to those, I'm going to ask her to tell you a little bit about how her life has been changed or transformed in the last few months. Now, I would like you to introduce yourself to the people today. Would you please tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do?
My name is Elizabeth Traeger, and I'm in outside sales, and so I'm in contact with many people in the day.
Okay. So as you go through that day, and you just happen one day to come by my office to, in the sales to introduce me to your company and see if y'all could do some business with me.
Yes.
And we did begin to do some business with you. And in the process of doing that, as you came to this office, to my office, I would share with you things about the kingdom of God. And I might ask you, Elizabeth, just to tell us a little bit about how the Lord impacted your life or how you were affected the first time you met me in my boldness with the Word of God.
Actually, I was affected before I even stepped into your office because I remember getting ready that morning. And I felt moved by the Holy Spirit that I was going to meet somebody that was in my church. Couldn't explain it except that it was just very real to me. When we stepped in here and introduced ourselves, I came with my sales manager. It was evident to me it was a divine appointment. It was definitely a divine appointment. Thurman is very open about his beliefs and his love for Jesus, and it came through and in a bold way, in a very bold way.
What is it that you remember about that first day that we talked that, or is there anything that the first day that you remember specifically, or is there anything that might have made an impact on your life that first day?
The thing that really impacted me was your strong, unwavering belief in the promises God has given us, and that you don't think, but you know God will come through in the ways that he has promised. It's just that strong, bold faith.
So as we shared over the following weeks and so forth, as we began to do business together, and I believe I gave you some of my tapes, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I gave you some of my tapes, and you began to listen to those tapes. And as you begin to learn about faith and how it worked, as you went, I might ask you to maybe whichever one you can think of, maybe the first one, if you can share with us, what is the first prayer after we met that you decided to try or to do something from the Word of God and to pray with someone or for someone that the Lord really answered your prayer and you saw a tremendous impact on somebody's life?
I think the first prayer that I stepped out in boldness was with a teenager girl. Her name is Sarah, and she's very close to me. She calls me Aunt Liz, and she was getting ready for a dance, and she was nervous about the dress. So I said, you know, the Father in Heaven wants good things for you. Let's go to prayer. We did, and he answered him in a very real way. The dress was very modest, ladylike, beautiful, just a beautiful dress. We had a beautiful day, and that was just a very small glimpse of what I have continually seen in the boldness of prayer that God has glorified through that.
Do you remember the verse that you used to stand on for that prayer?
Matthew 18:19-20.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot now. Can you quote that verse, or can you, do you, no, just tell me what it says. You don't have to quote it for me word for word.
I am learning, I'm learning to get the exact word, because I believe God wants us to be able to speak to Him in the word that He has given us. But in hearing you say it so many times, I quote Matthew 18, verse 19 and 20, where two or more come together and ask for whatever would be the Father's will in Jesus' name, He will be there.
Okay, so you're telling me then that Matthew 18, 19, Jesus told us that if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask Him for, it will be done for us by our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Because He said, where two of you gather together in My name, there I am in your midst. So like right now, we're sitting here making a radio program that's going to air very soon. As you and I are sitting here, you're one and I'm one, and we're doing this in the name of our Father, in the name of Jesus. So, yes, sir, who is here with us right now?
Our Father.
Our Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is right here in our presence, and He's listening to every word we're saying, and we want every word that comes out of our mouth to bring glory and honor to Him, do we not?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. So praise the Lord that you took that prayer or that promise from God's Word, and you stood on it for this young lady, Sarah, for a dress, and the Lord provided that dress.
Yes.
Now then, when you took the verse, you take the verse, you ask the Lord on behalf of His promises, and then you thank Him for your answer, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, before I even start that, I first examine myself. Because before we come to the Father, we must confess our sins. And so when He looks at us, He sees the righteousness of Christ.
In other words, He made a statement over there in Psalm 66:18 that He says that anyone that comes to Me with iniquity or sin in your heart, I will not hear your prayer.
That is correct.
So that means that when we come to the Father in the name of Jesus, we must make sure that we're walking holy before the Lord. Make sure we have no unforgiveness, no unconfessed sins. In other words, we have to be a righteous, holy instrument.
Absolutely.
And so if we do that and we do examine our lives just like you did, and we make sure all of our sins are under the blood, and then when we come to Him in total trust of His Word and asking for something, thanking Him for the answer, He always comes through for us.
Oh, yes. And thanking Him for the answer, when I said that prayer, Sarah had spoken a word of doubt. And so I stopped the prayer, and I told her what she did was she was doubting the word. And so I said, now you need to repent from that. You need to ask God, please forgive me for not believing in You. She did, and so we started over, and I says, are we in agreement? She said, yes. And so...
So that's what you have to do. In other words, when you come to the Lord, and you ask Him for something, and then somebody says, well, I hope this is going to work, what did they just do?
They sinned, and they did not believe. It was unbelief.
In other words, that's a reason, Elizabeth, that I have learned why so many people do not get their prayers answered. The Lord made us the promise, did He not, in Matthew 18, 19.
Oh, yes.
So if He made us a promise, then He says clearly in His Word that anything that we do that's not of faith or total trust in His Word, in Romans 14:23, He said that is sin. And then He makes another statement in that verse that to him that doubts, you're already condemned.
Yes.
So if we doubt God can do what He said He will do, He doesn't think too highly of us, does He?
No, He doesn't.
And if He doesn't think too highly of us, then just like He says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith or total trust in My Word, you cannot please Me. So, Elizabeth, you're in agreement with me that if we come to the Heavenly Father and don't believe He can do what He says He will do, that is sin.
Yes, it is.
And that being sin, then that means we don't get our prayers answered.
That's right.
So since I've learned those things, and I'm trying to teach them to other people, because so many people, when they come and ask the Heavenly Father, And so many people don't ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Now, that is the only way you can go into the Holy of Holies, where your prayers get answered. Some people will say, God, will you please do this for me? Or they'll say, God, I need this, or whatever. They don't come to the Father in the name of Jesus. Or when they get through asking, they're begging, not asking in faith, and so those prayers are not answered. When they ask and then don't thank the Lord, their prayers are not answered. Because if you don't thank Him in advance, then you don't really believe that you have your answer, right?
That's right. And I remember praying for more faith, praying for more strength. And then in listening to you speak and reading the Word, I realized God has already given us the faith. God is in us through His Holy Spirit. You know, we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. And so we have everything we need. It's just doubting what God has done.
It is amazing whenever we take the Word of God and have this nuclear bomb, I call it, in our hands that makes us all these promises, and we don't believe God. But when you really get down to it, it really becomes a reality to you that the average Christian does not believe this book.
Yes.
You know, you take this magnificent promise like you used there a while ago, Matthew 18:19, and then you ask the Father in the name of Jesus for this girl's dress. You and her agreed. You thank the Father in the name of Jesus. And it happened, right?
Yes, that is right.
Okay, we're going to stop right here on this testimony, and we're going to continue tomorrow on this testimony. I would like to invite you to listen in tomorrow to hear the remainder of Elizabeth's testimony. Now I would like to invite any of you that would that give me a call, the Living Savior Ministries, at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can write me at the Living Savior at Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas 76247. Also, you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. There you can get our email, or you can send us an email if you would like. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church out in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 to 4 every Sunday afternoon. And we have some wonderful testimonies come out of that meeting, and we would love to have you come and sit down with us every Sunday afternoon and just worship and praise the Lord and listen to His teaching and see our King do great and mighty things, because He is a wonderful Savior. Praise His holy name.